Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
9:40, 1:19 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Now, joined by the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, our good friend, talk about his thoughts on the Saints season. How you doing, Bobby?
All right, Tommy. A beautiful day as long as the sun's out. It's a little cold for Louisiana, but yeah. I like it. I don't mind it being cold if the sun's out.
Man, I enjoyed watching the Sugar Bowl with you. I really did. That was a treat. And thoughts before we get to the Saints, Notre Dame tonight. How do you think they do?
I talked to Rich Motta. You know, he's a big Penn State guy. I think he got some inside scoop here. He said he'd be shocked if they're going to let the Notre Dame quarterback run. Mm. He said, we might not win the game, that being Penn State, but the Notre Dame quarterback's not going to run all over us. And he's, you know, hovering around a 1,000-yard rusher. So, Tommy, remember we talked about that play a number of times. It's like a quarterback lead play, kind of an RPO. You're faking it, then you follow on the running back, and the guard's pulling for you. So, I'd be surprised if that play works against Penn State, but I don't trust the Penn State quarterback. You know, that could go either way. I think it's like point and a half. So that's kind of a pick 'em, flip a coin. But it'd be interesting to see. No one trusts Coach Franklin, and then Coach Freeman, the up and coming young African American coach. That said, oh, is he going to stay at Notre Dame or is he going to, you know, he's going to go to NFL, maybe go to the Bears. And. And then you look at Coach Freeman, you know, to have an African-American coach in a national championship game and to win, boy, I'd be hitting the lottery right now. So that'll be interesting. I think this would be a better game than the Ohio State-Texas game. You know, Ohio State being, I think, favored like 6.5. To me, I look at Ohio State, no matter who they're playing right now, they look like an NFL team. And if their quarterback, Will Howard, plays like he played in the first two playoff games against Tennessee and Oregon, I don't see how Ohio State can lose. I think that was a wake-up call when they got humbled by Michigan. So I think Ohio State, I think, is going to beat Texas. Texas sometimes has the ability, but they underachieve. And when I look at Ohio State, where they're at right now, I think with, you know, the other three teams, that being the semifinals right now, Ohio State, could be, if they played every game, they could beat any one of those teams. But and it's not a series, it's just one game.
Let's talk about the Saints. What do you want to see in a new Saints head coach? Offensive-minded, defensive-minded? What would your ideal choice be?
My ideal choice, because the way the rules are structured today, would be a young offensive mind or an offensive coach along those lines. Maybe I'm brainwashed because of Sean Payton. You know, Sean Payton was an offensive coach, and we won a Super Bowl. Now, I don't – that's a lot on your plate. I don't know if you can be a head coach and call the plays. It can be done, but you got to be a special coach to be able to do that. So I'm more on the offensive side of the ball. You might say, well, Bobby, you always said about Coach Vrabel, you wanted him, but he's not necessarily an offensive coach. Well, I look at Dan Campbell, even though he played tight end, what he's done with the Lions, mm-hmm. He's more that CEO. I think you didn't get a CEO, you can have a special teams type coach. You know, when I look at, like, John Harbaugh, you know, his background, that offense, defensive, special teams, and I think he does an outstanding job with the Ravens. I think Coach Rizzi is a top three special teams coach in the NFL. I think he'll have a job 20, 30 years. I don't know why being a head coach. Even when the Buffalo Bills went to the Super Bowl four straight years, Marv Levy was a special teams coach. So there's a lot of different ways you can skin a cat. The bottom line is you have to win. I just like Vrabel. You know, he's more like that Dan Campbell type. And, you know, we always, who's we a prisoner of the moment. And, oh, who's the most accessible? Look, I like those Lions teams, you know, bite them in the kneecap. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of old school and new school mix, how he can relate, you know, to the young players. But I think that's one reason why Gerard Mayo got fired. He only was there 1 year with the New England Patriots, because when all of a sudden the Jets interviewed Mike Vrabel, Robert Kraft didn't want that to happen. And so I think it'd be a no-brainer for Mike Vrabel not to be the New England Patriots coach. And if you look at his record, you know, he's 54-45 across six seasons. He took to the Titans to the playoffs three times in that span. They were a number one seed. He was coach of the year. But I don't see us getting them. I think we're going to have to, you know, you might say, oh, I want this coach, I want that coach. But that coach might have options, like even Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator with the Lions. He can kind of pick and choose where he want to go. And, Tom, I tell you this every year, and it's going to be the same thing after the 2025 season, after the 2026 season. Six, seven, eight coaches get fired every year. Aren't we all right, six right now? Mm-hmm. No, it's like that every year. No one has patience, and it doesn't matter with these owners. Everybody wants to win. And, you know, that's the way it should be, competition. And it might be one and done. Look what happened to Raiders and Patriots, one and done. So it doesn't mean anything. You have to turn around. And I don't care who the Saints get at head coach. Where they're at right now, they're in salary cap hell. And that's not an opinion that when you look at it, I don't know how they really are able to handle this. We are like, when I look at it, we're 78. Now, this is negative $78.5 million under the salary cap. I mean, over the salary cap, mm-hmm. I should say. And then you look at the Jaguars. You look at the Patriots have $131.5 million to spend. The Jaguars have $40.5 million to spend. You can go on and on. You look at the Bears. They have $81.5 million to spend. I think the two most attractive teams right now, if I'm a coach, I'd want to go to the Patriots or the Bears. The Bears got Caleb Williams. They've only had one winning season in their last 12 years, so that'd be a key. And the Saints, we with Derek Carr. You know what I think right now, Tommy? I would not be surprised if John Gruden's not the coach. If John Gruden, that would be a controversial hire, you know, when you think about it. Because, you know, the unearthed, remember the several emails that Gruden used, and it was like racist language. The New York Times exposed that between him and Bruce Allen, the Washington Redskins at the time. But he spent a lot of time with the Saints, if you look at it, in an unofficial, you know, role as far as being a consultant. And he's familiar with the several players on the roster, and he has a winning history as a head coach. And he won a Super Bowl. I think Coach McCarthy, same thing with Dallas. He won a Super Bowl. I think that goes a long way. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I'm tired of these old farts. We need somebody young and up and coming. That could also be the case. But then John Gruden also familiar with Derek Carr. And I think Derek Carr is going to be the quarterback next year, because when you look at that's kind of tricky, that salary cap situation. Releasing, you know, Derek Carr before June 1st next year would incur like a $50 million cap. And you might say, well, Bobby, we could just do it later on, like June 1st. But there's a lot that goes into this contract where it's almost, because we're such in a hole with that, that I think Derek Carr will be the quarterback next year. And even if he is the quarterback, no matter to me, who's the head coach? Okay, I think to go from, now think about this, to go from 5 wins to 10 wins, because that's what it takes to get in the postseason. You look at this year, every team that won double digits are in the playoffs. Like 10-7. Now, one team isn't. This is shocking. If I'm a Seahawks fan, I would say, well, we're heading definitely in the right direction. The Seahawks were tied with the Rams, but lost the tiebreaker. They were 10-7, and they're not going into postseason. So I just don't see whoever's the coach for the Saints next year. We might have to weather the storm. Even though we're going to have an easier schedule, we're only playing three playoff teams of an upcoming schedule in the 2025 season. I just don't see us going from 5 to 10 wins. Even if Derek Carr is a quarterback, okay, let's say he makes a difference, 3 more wins, 4 more wins. So what, are we 8-9 now and 9-8? Because I think we truly can be that with the Saints, with Derek Carr and the stability there. But because he's the only games we won when he played quarterback. But that's what I'm saying. We won 5 games this year. Okay, if Derek Carr plays the whole season, I still think we'd be hovering around 500, like 8-9 and 8 or 8-9. So I don't know, but we're going to have to handle who that nation is. It's going to be rough, I think, next year. And, you know, people want me to be more pie in the sky, but I'm kind of realistic about this stuff. And the poster child would be what Tampa Bay did and how they dealt with the salary cap and how they dealt when Tom Brady left. and they hit with Baker Mayfield. You got to give them a lot of credit. And we did this. It wasn't that long ago. You look all the way up into the COVID year, we won four NFC South titles in a row. Well, Tampa Bay just accomplished that. They won four in a row, and I know we want to win a Super Bowl, but to me, that's why I even said the previous season, look what Tampa Bay did. They won the NFC South. They got to host a playoff game, and they won. Remember they beat the Eagles? The Eagles were sliding. Mm-hmm. They started off great, then they weren't winning. And then they come away with a win. But no one realistically thought, oh, Tampa Bay is going to win the Super Bowl last year. I still think that's kind of, when you look at it, Tampa Bay's tough. You look how they play. But when I look at the Lions, I'd have them definitely the favorite. But then their defense, how they've been hurt. Aaron Glenn has done an outstanding job. If I was Aaron Glenn, even though you have experience with the Saints, to me, that'd be, kind of the same song and dance as Dennis Allen. As far as what we do, defensively. And he's young, and he's a player. They respected him. But he also played for the Jets. I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Glenn don't end up with the Jets.
So let me ask you just real quick, Bobby. We're just about out of time. We only got 60 seconds left. Chris Coleman's going to shoot me here for asking you a question, but I got to. Given the salary cap situation, it would seem as though, and that goes to your prediction about Gruden, it would be more appealing to a guy like Gruden, who's already got success, than an up-and-comer trying to prove himself as a head coach. Does that make sense?
Without a doubt. Okay. You hit the nail right on the head. And plus, he got blackballed by the NFL, but we have forgiven society. There's a statute of limitations. I don't know. What was that, 10 years ago when all that went down, 10, 12 years ago? So, no, I think that with his experience, and he got blackballed out of the league. If that wouldn't happen, though, he would have never got out of coaching. And so, that's why I think that might be an option. And we're forgiving in your arms. I think they can accept Gruden and they help us right the ship. I think who that nation would accept him.
Makes every bit of sense. Thank you, Cajun Can. Appreciate your time as always. Bobby Hebert, we'll take a break. Come back, WWL.